Okay, we are beginning chapter 15 of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, called the Hogwarts High Executioner. I mean, Inquisitor. They had expected to have to comb Hermione's Daily Prophet carefully the next morning to find the article that Percy had mentioned in his letter. However, the departing delivery owl had barely cleared the top of the milk jug when Hermione let out a huge gasp and flattened the newspaper to reveal a large photograph of Dolores Umbridge, smiling widely and blinking slowly at them from beneath the headline. Ministry seeks educational reform. Dolores Umbridge appointed first ever High Inquisitor. High Inquisitor, said Harry darkly, his half-eaten bit of toast slipping from his fingers. What does that mean? By the way, had no one in the wizarding world ever heard of the Spanish Inquisition? Like, really?
Okay, let's keep the commentary to a medium, because the last time we had way too much of it.
But I like commentary. Mm-hmm. You like it too, trust me on this one.
No, I like it when it's fun when it's done sparingly. And when it's done too much, then it's just too much.
Alright. But you're so adorable, and I love you. Hermione read aloud. In a surprise move last night, the Ministry of Magic passed new legislation giving itself an unprecedented level of control at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. The minister has been growing uneasy about goings-on at Hogwarts for some time, said junior assistant to the minister, Percy Weasley. He is now responding to concerns voiced by anxious parents who feel the school may be moving in a direction they do not approve. This is not the first time in recent weeks Fudge has used new laws to effect improvements at the Wizarding School. As recently as August 30th, Educational Decree 22 was passed to ensure that, in the event of the current headmaster being unable to provide a candidate for a teaching post, the ministry should select an appropriate person. That's how Dolores Umbridge came to be appointed to the teaching staff at Hogwarts, said Weasley last night. Dumbledore couldn't find anyone, so the minister put Umbridge in, and of course, she's been an immediate success. She's been a what? Said Harry loudly. Wait, there's more, said Hermione grimly. An immediate success, totally revolutionizing the teaching of Defense Against the Dark Arts and providing the minister with on-the-ground feedback about what's really happening at Hogwarts. It is this last function that the ministry is now formalized with the passing of Educational Degree 23, which creates the new position of Hogwarts High Inquisitor. This is an exciting new phase in the Ministry's plan to get grips on with what some are calling the falling standards at Hogwarts, said Weasley. The Inquisitor will have powers to inspect her fellow educators and make sure that they are coming up to scratch. Professor Umbridge has been offered this position in addition to her own teaching post, and we are delighted to say that she has accepted. The Ministry's new moves have received enthusiastic support from parents of students at Hogwarts. I feel much easier in my mind now that I know that Dumbledore is being subjected to fair and objective evaluation, said Mr. Lucius Malfoy, 41, speaking from his Wiltshire mansion last night. Many of us, with our own children's best interests at heart, have been concerned with some of Dumbledore's eccentric decisions in the last few years, and will be glad to know that the Ministry is keeping an eye on the situation. Among those eccentric decisions are undoubtedly the controversial staff appointments previously described in this newspaper, which have included the hiring of werewolf Remus Lupin, half-giant Rubius Hagrid, and delusional ex-Auror Mad-Eye Moody. Rumors abound, of course, that Albus Dumbledore, once supreme mugwump of the International Confederation of Wizards and chief warlock of the Wizengamot, is no longer up to the task of managing the prestigious school of Hogwarts. I think the appointment of the Inquisitor is a first step toward ensuring that Hogwarts has a headmaster in whom we can all repose confidence, said a ministry insider last night. Wizengamot's elders Griselda Marchbanks and Tiberius Ogden have resigned in protest at the introduction of the post of Inquisitor to Hogwarts. Hogwarts is a school, not an outpost of Cornelius Fudge's office, said Madame Marchbanks. This is a further disgusting attempt to discredit Albus Dumbledore. For a full account of Madame Marchbank's alleged links to subversive goblin groups, turn to page 17. Hermione finished reading and looked across the table at the other two. So now we know how we ended up with Umbridge. Fudge passed this educational decree and forced her on us. At least now he's given her the power to inspect other teachers. Hermione was breathing fast and her eyes were very bright. I can't believe this. It's outrageous. I know it is, said Harry. He looked down at his right hand, clenched on the tabletop, and saw the faint white outline of the words Umbridge had forced him to cut into his skin. But a grin was unfurling on Ron's face. What? Said Harry and Hermione together, staring at them. Oh, I can't wait to see McGonagall inspected, said Ron happily. Umbridge won't know what's hit her. Well, come on, said Hermione, jumping up. We'd better get going. If she's inspecting Bin's class, we don't want to be late. But Professor Umbridge was not inspecting their History of Magic lesson, which was just as dull as their previous Monday. Nor was she in Snape's dungeon when they arrived for double potions, where Harry's Moonstone essay was handed back to him with a large, spiky, black D scrawled in the upper corner. I have awarded you the grades you would have received if you had presented this work on your owl, said Snape with a smirk, as he passed among them, passing back their homework. This should give you a realistic idea of what to expect in your examination. He reached the front of the class and turned to face them. The general standard of this homework was abysmal. Most of you would have failed if this had been your examination. I expect to see a great deal more effort for this week's essay on the various varieties of venom antidotes, or I shall have to start handing out detentions to those dunces who get D's. He smirked as Malfoy snickered and said in a carried whisper, Some people got D's? Ha! Harry realized that Hermione was looking sideways to see what grade he had received. He slid his Moonstone essay back into his bag as quickly as possible, feeling he would rather keep that information private. Determined not to give Snape an excuse to fail him this lesson, Harry read and reread every line of the instructions on the blackboard at least 3 times before acting on them. His strengthening solution was not precisely the clear turquoise shade of Hermione's, but at least it was blue rather than pink like Neville's, and he delivered a flask of it to Snape's desk at the end of the lesson with a feeling of mingled defiance and relief. Well, that wasn't as bad as last week, was it? Said Hermione, as they climbed the steps out of the dungeon and made their way across the entrance hall toward lunch. And the homework didn't go too badly, did it? When neither Ron nor Harry answered, she pressed on. I mean, all right, I didn't expect the top grade, not if he's marking to owl standard, but a pass is quite encouraging at this stage, wouldn't you say? Harry made a noncommittal noise in his throat. Of course, a lot can happen between now and the exam. We've got plenty of time to improve, but the grades we're getting now are sort of a baseline, aren't they? Something we can build on. Man, Hermione's such a nosy noser. They sat down at the Gryffindor table. Obviously, I'd have been thrilled if I'd gotten a no. Hermione, Ron asked sharply, if you want to know what grades we got, just ask. I mean, if you want to tell me. I got a P, said Ron, ladling soup into his bowl. Happy? Well, there's nothing to be ashamed of, said Fred, who had just arrived at the table with George and Lee Jordan, and was sitting down on Harry's right. Nothing wrong with a good, healthy P. But, Hermione said, doesn't P stand for... Poor, yeah, said Lee Jordan. Still better than D, isn't it? Dreadful. Harry felt his face grow warm and faked a small coughing fit over his roll. When he emerged from this, he was sorry to find that Hermione was still in full flow about owl grades. So top grade's O for outstanding, she was saying. And then there's A. No, E, George corrected her. E stands for exceeds expectations. And I've always thought that Fred and I should have gotten an E in everything because we always exceeded expectations just by turning up for the exam. They all laughed, except Hermione, who plowed on. So after E, it's A for acceptable, and that's the last pass grade, isn't it? Yep, said Fred, dunking an entire roll in his soup, transferring it to his mouth and swallowing it whole. And then you get P for poor, Ron raised both his arms in mock celebration, and D for dreadful. And then T, George reminded him. T, said Hermione, looking appalled. Even lower than D? What on earth does that stand for? Troll, said George promptly. Harry laughed again, though he was not sure whether or not George was joking. He imagined trying to conceal from Hermione that he had received T's in all of his owls, and immediately resolved to work harder from now on. You lot had an inspected lesson yet? Fred asked them. No, said Hermione at once. Have you? Just now, before lunch, said George. Charms. What was it like, said Harry and Hermione together. Fred shrugged. Not that bad. Umbridge just lurked in the corner making notes on a clipboard. You know what Flitwick's like. He treated her like a guest and seemed to bother him at all. She didn't say much. Asked Alicia a couple questions about what the classes are normally like. Alicia told him they were really good, and that was it. I can't see old Flitwick getting marked down, said George. He usually gets everyone through the exams all right. What have you got this afternoon? Fred asked Harry. Trelawney. A tea, if I ever saw one. And Umbridge herself. Well, be a good boy and keep your temper with Umbridge today, said George. Angelina will do her nut if you miss any more Quidditch practices. But Harry didn't have to wait for Defense Against the Dark Arts to meet Professor Umbridge. He was pulling out his dream diary in a seat in the very back of shadowy divination class when Ron elbowed him in the ribs, and looking round, he saw Professor Umbridge emerging through the trapdoor on the floor. The class, which had been talking cheerily, fell silent at once. The abrupt fall in the noise level made Professor Trelawney, who'd been wafting about handing out dream oracles, look round. And I think we'll stop there, Boo. Because I think you've already fallen asleep. Cozy and adorable kitten. I love you so much, Boo. Sleep well.